When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
The funny thing about doing a month-long challenge like Art Sound Off, is it a funny thing? I don't know. I'll throw it out there. You decide if it's funny. Actually, it's probably kind of baked into the whole challenge, and it's not a funny or unusual or peculiar aspect. It's more about an intentional aspect. Anyway, where am I going with all this? By the way, this is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com. Is that I feel like when I hit record with these sometimes, it's like ready or not. Ready or not, it's time to do it because this is the only slot in the day where you got where you know you can do it. I mean, there's other parts of the day where I think I might be able to do it, but this is the only time of the day right now as I record this at, 5:10 p.m. Eastern time, November 9th, 2015. It's the only time I know I'm going to be able to fit it in as I look through how my day is shaking out in the Emergent Task Planner. Speaking of which, if you're tuning in after listening to yesterday's episode where I talked about being tired, I thought I might want to report in on that. And, you know, this is we're only at the bottom of the first day of the new week, so it's 1/5 of my week. So it's too early to say whether or not what I learned from last week or what I learned from yesterday's essay is, you know, working out for me. But what I did do after I recorded Thunder Punch Daily episode 189 is I attended to my Trello board. And I scheduled one less thing per day than I would have liked to accomplish. Right. So like instead of saying like I'm going to do all this stuff, I'm like, okay, let's do all this minus one. And move that one over a day. And so far today, that's worked because that time got filled by other things, by emergent things, right? Emergent task planner, emergent items on the list. So as David Say says on the ETP, you know, what else is going on today? Life just happens. Keep notes. Use numbers to label grid as needed. So yes, life does just happen. But what it did mean is that yesterday, like, you know, I feel a little bit more rested after yesterday because I did wind up getting to do laundry. I did get to clean the kitchen. I did spend like a couple hours cleaning out areas around my office and just getting to be inside my own head and just be quiet and just let my body do stuff, you know, moving things and cleaning things helped a lot. And then this morning, because I scheduled one less thing than what I thought I could accomplish, I managed to actually get a run in today, which was also nice because then I got to spend a good 30 minutes just paying attention to my breathing. So yes, I hope I sound a little bit more energized today because I do feel a little bit more energized. Oh, what might also have contributed to that is that the little bit of extra breathing room meant that I got to make fussy coffee this morning. Fussy coffee, meaning pour over, right? Like normally I just make drip coffee, just it's fast. I've got one of those coffee makers where you can set it to go off in the morning, like you prep it the night before, and then in the morning you just wake up, you got coffee. This morning I had a little bit of wiggle room, so I got to make the delicious fussy coffee, which is, so I'm feeling extra caffeinated today. So what did I do today? Let's do a check in and report on what I did today. I actually got to, maybe this is another reason I'm feeling good. I got to work on Boulder and Fleet a little bit, working on the pencils for page 52, still trying to get caught up in my buffer. And that's gonna be some long going. My prediction is my buffer will not start taking shape until the late November when I'm done with my classes that I'm teaching right now, where I'm doing those 4 nights a week, or 3 nights a week, but 4 classes. But I did manage to work on some pencils, and the only takeaway, the only thing that I like, that was unusual about today's page was I was working on two of the middle girls who I haven't drawn in several pages, Agnes and Roxanne. Actually, it's been a couple months since I've had to draw them because I only update a page a week. And I spent a little bit of extra time trying to capture their likenesses well because if any of my students are listening to this, yeah, you got me. I'm always telling my students to make turnarounds. I didn't make turnarounds for all of the mineral gals. And especially Roxanne, I should have done a turnaround of her because drawing her from a variety of angles gets tricky sometimes because I'm trying to figure out, based on the initial character design I did, how does her head work again? I have an idea, but I don't have detailed notes. I kind of rushed into their designs in order to ship the book. I guess I could go back and look when I dropped the original designs. It was probably just like a month before I started updating the comic. So I did go through lots of revisions of designs. There's lots of early, really awful looking drafts of what the characters look like. But once I landed on the look that I liked, I didn't do turnarounds, and I really should have. I don't know if I'm going to do it now or not, because I'm almost done with the story, but it did slow me down a little bit. It didn't slow me down like a tremendous amount. It wasn't like, oh, I spent an hour trying to capture Roxanne's head shape. It's just more like it doesn't come instantly easy to me. But, you know, that's an observation I have about the comic in general, is that the only characters where I'm really feeling like I'm getting the hang of them are the ones who have appeared a lot in the comic. Like, I think it was page 35 or something like that, where I was drawing Fleet, and I was like, oh, Fleet's starting to make sense to me now. Like, drawing her, that is. Like, just getting the look of her came very naturally after about 35 or so pages. Whereas characters like Boulder, who at that point hadn't appeared as often as Fleet, still was a little bit of a struggle. And the Mineral Gals, they don't, except for with the exception of Sapphire, they don't appear that much comparatively. So a little bit trickier to draw them. So that, I think that's just a practice thing. The next story I'm working on, I really should sit down and do full turnarounds of the characters who appear in it. So that the spin-up cycle to capturing them on the page is a little bit shorter. So other than that, there's not a lot to report in on. I got the pencil, got to exercise, did a little bit of meetings with some other creative folks for things that are yet to be released. Oh, something I dropped this morning was the new Galaxy of Super Adventure show. So it looks like we're going to be keeping a weekly schedule with this podcast for a while. Our intention is to be weekly with the podcast. I am I'm hedging my bets on that, because life happens, as I said earlier, and I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with me. I don't know what's going to happen with, why am I hedging my bets like this out loud? Why am I being so cautious about that? Because what difference does it make to you guys, right? As long as I say it's going to be weekly, if it's not weekly, we'll telegraph that. We'll say, hey, guess what? It's not going to be weekly this week because we had to miss an episode. This is reminding me of an Onion article somebody showed me recently, where it's like a podcaster promises to improve audio with next episode. Nobody cares. Just improve the audio, right? I mean, if you have like an episode where like it's unusually bad audio, like normally it's bad audio, and then you're like, oh, hey, guess what? This one's going to be kind of hard to listen to because of some certain kinds of constraints. I apologize in advance, but here's the episode. The content was too good not to ship it, right? That's one thing. But when it's like, oh, I'm still working on it, next one's going to be even better, just make it better, right? I don't know. But why am I even... Anyway. This is me catching myself in my thought process as I'm talking it through. I'm thinking out loud right now. I guess this one is a little bit more loose and more playful one. But yes, a new episode of the Galaxy Super Adventure just dropped. Episode, I want to say three? Yes, three. So it's we talked about role-playing games this time, RPGs. We talked about GURPS, Palladium, Dungeons & Dragons, and about collaborative storytelling and the constraints of collaborative storytelling, but also the wonderful things that come out of the random element of collaborative storytelling, i.e. role-playing. So it's a good one. You can find that at comicsgreat.com/GOSA, G-O-S-A. And then a new episode of Boulder and Fleet is going to be dropping tonight, and I think it's a funny one. It's a funny page, so you can find that at boulderandfleet.com. So time for me to get out of here before I do more thinking aloud rambling. So who am I? Jersey Droz, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter. And this is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge at artsoundoff.com, where I and a bunch of other visual storytellers, including my buddy Rob Stenzinger of leanintoart.com, are recording a journal microcast essay, reporting in, checking in on our art day every day for the month of November 2015. And the way to find all the rest of the posts is by going to twitter.com/artsoundoff. And that's the Art Sound Off account, which is retweeting all of the posts that use the Art Sound Off hashtag. So go listen to other ones. Lots of different voices chiming in. Lots of different takes on this whole idea of visual storytelling. And then this episode, the audio for this show is sponsored by Kablam, K-A-B-L-A-M.com, the one-stop source for independent comics publishing. It's a print-on-demand service, and you can submit your files, get your book printed, and then you can even sell it through their fulfillment service, or you can order a whole bunch of books for yourself and take them to conventions. It's really high quality, affordable, print on demand. And I've been using them for a long time now. I want to say like 7 years or more. And I love their service and I believe in the people who work there. So I thank them for their support of Thunder Punch Daily, which leads me to say, I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember everybody.
As you saw in today's story, people can change.
Right, Teela. Sibylline had always been an evil sorceress, but she was able to change her ways for the better. Maybe there's something about yourself that you don't like. A bad habit, maybe.
It's easy to say I can't change, but the truth is, you can change almost any behavior if you really want to.
And the first step is saying to yourself, I can't.